We're up to the laws of page Resh Lamed Aleph. Halacha Gimel. Halacha Gimel. Before Halacha Gimel, we have to do one more. She'arim mitzianim behalacha on page Resh Lamed. Ois Beis. Okay, Ois Beis. It's on page Resh Lamed. Page Resh Lamed on the very bottom of the page. Achar kachayim v'hinoyam ayin v'zoya she'machmir me'oid she'lahalik ner kodim she'im oimrim v'hatzibar seder kedusha. Now we have to appreciate that in ancient times they had no electricity. There's a very big issue. You come to shul Friday night, Mitzvah Shabbos, it's dark. Right. What do you do when you, so you come from Mincha, so there's some sunlight. There's sunlight, and then there's going to be a shal shudder, so you'll eat a little bit, and then it comes time to have a mariv, there's no light. All the candles burnt out long ago, so what do? So you got it in the dark. But the very first moment, maybe they never Shabbos go. The first moment that you want to go light candles. So you want to light candles the moment that Shemoneh Esrei is over. It always happens in shul. I used to have it in the Young Israel of Avenue J, where the lights would go out, the clock was set, right, and the lights would go out in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Happens all the time. In Shemoneh Esrei. So, down in my heart. I was always amazed that like it was quiet. They go in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and still Shemoneh Esrei. Everyone just quiet. No one makes a sound. People just
quiet. That's why they tell you that
silent devotion.
If you take a look, they tell you, and it's true. If you take a look at in the Siddur, the largest print is Kiddush Levana.
Right, because it's very good. Oisir shel Kiddush Levana. Because when you go outside, it's very, because you can't see. It's very dark. So what do you do? So you would want very much to turn on the lights as soon as possible, so you won't be inclined that you can light a candle after you finish your Shemoneh Esrei, because you have said in the Shemoneh Esrei, and now you want to light a candle. So here it says in the Zohar, in the name of the Zohar, I don't know what that means exactly, don't light candle, even though you said you should not do melach until you say v'hi noyam and v'ata kadosh yoshev to Israel. Like we mentioned yesterday, v'hi noyam is a form of havdalah, and in fact it's a more significant form of havdalah than the actual havdalah itself. You're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have satisfaction in your participation in Shabbos. What are you talking about? You can't lie before the Inoyam. A Rebbe gives a long tish, a long shalosh shuris, it goes into Mitzvah Shabbos, they turn on the tape recorder. They're ready. The Rebbe says Torah. They turn on the tape recorder. People draw. People, they start doing malacha. They start doing malacha during Shalosh Sudos, even before they daven Ma'ariv. They say V'hi Noyam, and they say Baruch Hamadol Ben Kodesh L'chol. It's already 72 minutes after sunset. The Shabbos technically is over. The Rebbe wants to give a long Shalosh Shudos. So Gzun to hate, you can give a long, but it's for you.
But that's only because they made a long suda and it was already Motzei Shabbos.
Also, same exact thing, it's already Motzei Shabbos, the same way that we find over here that they're lighting candles during the Shalosh Shudos, they're already lighting candles, even though they did not yet daven Ma'ariv. Alachas kam v'kama, you should be allowed to light candles after you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, before you say V'hi Noyam and V'ata Kodosh. So this is his question. So this is Shloit Kedav, like we just mentioned over here. A very bizarre answer. That you follow the community at large. That this hakpada is only when not even one shul in the community has not yet said vihina. But since already at this point in time, the vast majority of the community already has made havdalah, they have ma'arif, they said vihina and v'yata kadosh, and you're just from the people that are ma'arif, so you can be toffel, you're toffel to the tzibur, the tzibur. But if you're the first shul to finish ma'arif, you're from the early minyanim, then you should be makmi, you should be nizar, and not light candles until you say vihina and v'yata kadosh. Okay, that's a very interesting idea. Obviously, I don't know how far we worked that today. The ayin sefer teresvi sheposach Kvar b'het ezog, you already made mention of this type of a leniency. Okay, let's go to halacha gimel. Halacha gimel, k'shem shemitzvah l'kadesh al Shabbos b'chnitzas kal kosh yayin kach mitzvah l'katshoy b'yitziyos el kosh yayin. T'hayinu b'havdil, part of making kiddush, a two-part process. You make kiddush b'chnitzas, you make kiddush b'yitziyos, by making havdalah on a kosh shel yayin. On racham gal on b'samim yal haner, they can make havdalah on b'samim on the ner. Period. Now, by this very easy way to remember the order, it's always going up. First comes the bari pri hagafen, or goes in your mouth. Then is the next part of your face is the nose, bari mnei besamim. Then it comes bari in the eyes, and then comes havdalah. Mavlubin, kodesh l'chol is in the mind. So if you ever get confused, and the seder hadvarim, I always get confused, the seder hadvarim, where you're up to, you just remember you're going up. You're going up from the pe, gafen, not in the besamim. The eyes and the mind is havdalah in the mind. Okay, so this is the form. Now, then it says here that nashim also are chayavos behavdalah. The alkin, therefore, yishmu heite birchas havdalah bebokam sheinuim so yain mavdil gam al another halacha. In a place where there is no yain, mavdil al shechar ned. Ned is a certain type of chamar medina, raisin wine. Raisin wine. Oishar mashke shu chamar medina chutz min hamayim. Okay, let's see what it says in the gimel. It's gimel about nashim gam nashim chayavos havdalah. Yeah.
You try to. Compare Havdalah
to Kiddush. Yes.
But yet by Kiddush, if you have no yayin, you can use bread.
You can only use bread, correct. But there's no
by
such
Havdalah,
thing.
There's no comparison.
No, there's no thing as bread by Havdalah.
Something liquid.
Correct, that's right, because the Kiddush must be b'makom suda. Since the Kiddush is b'makom suda, b'diyeved, the suda can be, no, there's no malka, it's not a chiyuf.
That's why you don't make a leisha by sukkah by Abdullah.
Some do, some. Okay, let's see.
You're drinking the wine.
Yeah, but it's,
if you make it on wine.
You're making it, it's not midin the yain, it's midin the kosher broch. The kosher broch, it's not midin suda, it's not midin of leishet. Okay, let's see, oiskim, v'gam anosh chayemus, v'avdol ha'ayinbong, and abiramo, the noshim lo yavdil liatzman, they should not make it all themselves, rak, yishmu min ho anoshim, they should listen to Abdullah from men. V'amogin avram kosav, the yicholus lahavdil, they can make Abdullah. V'yam birka yosef, shel gam kein de noshim avdilas li atzam of gam in hivdil kvar ho ish mutu lahavil oira pam lo noshim. Even if a person already made Abdullah, you can make Abdullah a second time to in order to be might say women. If you already made Abdullah and a woman comes to the shul, you can make Abdullah, when comes to the home, you can make Abdullah a second time for her. V'yam b'mishnabura de b'chay gavne yoyse tov shetavdil b'atzma ayin sham. It's better that she should make Abdullah for herself. V'ayin l'kamam b'ashkos av mechab b'fnim. When Mechab talks later on, we'll have more about noshim make Abdullah later on, he says. But women have to make Abdullah. There's this superstition that a woman should not drink from the yain of the Abdullah. It will cause them to grow a beard. Why is that so?
Children.
Why? Okay, all these bizarre things. It's not true. All of these things are superstitious.
Superstition.
They're all superstitious.
They have the beard.
There are many women who.
The beard doesn't go away.
What? What's it called? Electrolysis?
What about the height of the
cross
and the height of the
calendar?
This I never heard.
Yeah, you hold the Havdalah as tall as you want the cross or your calendar to be.
This I never heard of.
Yeah, sure.
You hold the Havdalah candle as high as you want.
The girl holds the candle.
Yeah.
Right. The higher she holds it,
the taller the cross is going to be. No wonder I'm unmarried. And what about a boy? If a boy holds the candle, it also works?
Only the girl.
What about a boy? A girl, boy, what about the height? You can choose the height?
Yeah.
You always choose the height.
This is not true.
If a woman is alone, she should make Havdalah for herself and she must drink from the Kodesh Yayin. There's no such thing. This is all nice and fine when the women are not making Havdalah, so then you can all say all these nice superstitious things, but it does not override the Iker Halacha. Shomer Mitzvah, Lo Yeh. davar ra. It's a mitzvah to make havdalah. Some say to the mitzvah deraisa. If a woman is alone, which is not so uncommon in today's day and age, a woman can make havdalah lechatchila and can drink the wine, nothing to worry about. You're part of a big family, so then you don't drink. The father drinks, okay, so then you can say all these nice little pshetloch about growing beards. I'm not making mitzvah there. You have to be these, whatever these things are. Where does it come? It comes from because chava. Where does it come from? I want to remember hearing where it comes from. I forgot. Let's go further. Halacha dalit. Kevon shegia ben hashmashas also lechol elishtos shum davar chutz min hamayim koydim avdolah. Once it comes to, Chamar Medina. What is called Chamar Medina? For some reason, people are much more lean by Chamar Medina when it comes to avdolah than they are Chamar Medina for Kiddush. Kiddush, you'll make on schnapps, I shouldn't say that. It's not necessarily so, but Chamar Medina, I've seen havdalah be made on coffee, havdalah made on tea. Oh, that's a big shiloh. Rav Moshe was not favorable. They say all that Rav Ruderman would allow people to make havdalah on Coca Cola, on Pepsi Cola. I know someone who's a very big Talmud of Rav Ruderman. I saw my own eyes. He was shocked. He came into Kiddush Shul and we couldn't find wine for him, grape juice. So he made Kiddush Shabbos stay on Coca Cola. He filled up a cup of Coca Cola. And he drank chocolate. I was shocked. He was like a very chashe person. He was a Talmud, very close. It's more than just a Talmud. Chamar Medina. This is Rav Ruderman. He's more than a Talmud. He's almost mishpacha with him. So he made havdalah. He made kiddush on Coca Cola. Okay, so this machlokes. What about orange juice? Same thing. Orange juice, some say it's good.
He said when the price skyrocketed one time, then they said you can use it.
Ah, now it's in the news. Yes, they came out the big sack, right? Was it yesterday? That it's okay, A-OK. It's A-OK. Tropicana orange juice. There are bugs in Tropicana. They claim in every serving of Tropicana orange juice you can find macroscopic bugs. New Mishagas. Yeah. So
you do say it says so like you do the
opposite. Not surprised.
Okay, it was a good opportunity for someone to make a lot of money. You can make a new orange juice.
Yeah. They say when Yuri Shane says something.
Who's Yuri Shane? Who's Yuri Shane?
The one that came up with the bugs.
Only Tropicana?
Tropicana has a certain taste because they squeeze
some taste.
The fluid
part
out of
the peel. To give it in the peels. Okay, I don't know this. Okay.
They
make for other places.
The thing with microscopic bugs.
They didn't find it.
Okay, whatever it is. It's in the news. It's in the news. Yesterday, I believe it was yesterday. Yesterday it was, they went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. They presented.
Gordon from the Lifetown met with Rav Kanievsky. And he said it's no problem.
No problem.
I saw that 2 days ago.
What?
Yeah, that was
a problem. Okay, could be. I'm behind the times.
Orange juice is okay, but not apple.
Oh, is apple just Chamar Medina? Okay, this is all very questionable. What is considered to be... So also, all these things are very big questions. What is considered to be something significant... significant that you would serve a guest... Today you would say water is Chamar Medina, right? He says b'feirush chutz min amayim. But today a bottle of water you buy, a Fiji, Fiji water cost over $1.25 for a little bottle of water. What's the big deal? Fiji water, it's just because it's tap water, no? Obviously not.
Well, people
are paying big, good money, so you would say, you come to you give Fiji water, it's Chamar Medina? What? What?
No, he said you put the place.
Yeah. It says chutz min hamayim. You can't outsmart halacha. No matter how much water costs, how exotic it is. You go to a fancy wedding, they serve these fancy bottles of water. It's obviously oil al shulchan malachim. It's obviously, they put these beautiful bottles of water. You know what I'm talking about. They stand with a label You can't say it's not Hamar Medina. You can't say it's yet. You can outsmart halacha. It says chutz min hamayim may not be used for havdal. Halacha dalet. Kevin shegia ben hashmoshes. The law, you're not allowed to eat after on Shabbos after ben hashmoshes until you make havdalah. Kevin shegia ben hashmoshes also leechol alusha shum davar chutz min hamayim koydim havdalah. Before you make it, by the way, you can make havdalah on Shabbos also. People don't know this. If you're gonna, you're gonna go away, like we mentioned yesterday, you're going to catch a flight, and you dive in, and you dive in a Ma'ariv early, or after Plag HaMincha, an hour, for the hour and 10 minutes before, 15 minutes. You can't do Al-Aner, you can't do Besamim. You shouldn't do Besamim. Could you do Besamim? Why not?
Why can't you do Besamim?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Because the Neshama Yisari didn't leave yet, it's still Shabbat. Could be that's why he didn't leave. The Neshama Yisari did not leave yet. So L'chor, you should not do Besamim until later on.
What? What's your problem?
What?
No.
But now you didn't, that's not why. Fine, you could do.
You
could have an Allah, but it's not part of Havdol. That's not the purpose of the Neshama Yisari did not leave yet. You could do it in a Chanam. But it's not part of the Seder of Havdalah. If you can do part of Havdalah, it doesn't make sense. Why are you doing it for Havdalah? The reason why you make on Besam is because the Neshama Yisera. But that's fine. You can make it. But if a person is, if you would not ordinarily make it, and now you're going to take Besam and you're going to make it with Havdalah, and it's not Shabbos, it's not yet over, that doesn't seem to be right. Because the only reason why you're making on Besam is because of Havdalah. But it's not yet Shabbos, not yet over. But you are allowed to make the Bari Priyagavan and the Brach of Hamatul Ben Kodesh Lechol on Shabbos before the sun, before Shabbos is, or if you are in a rush. Yeah.
What about someone has the minig before Kiddush, they smell of the summon?
Before Kiddush? Svardim. Ashkenaz Hasidim, before they make some and they make a bracha?
Yeah, burn in the psalm.
Okay, so very good. So you can't, right? Why not? If you're going to make a bracha on the psalm, you can make whenever you want. Because don't tell you, I made a bracha, so you can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But over here, if the only reason why you're making the bracha on the psalm is because you want it to be part of the Seder of Havdalah, it is premature. Because Shabbos is not yet over until Tzeis HaKachavim. And the Neshama Yisera is still present. And the reason why you would make it for the purpose of Havdalah is for the Neshama Yisera. If a person needs to travel immediately when Shabbos is over, and you need to daven Ma'ariv early, so you can daven Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, and you can also make Havdalah before Plag HaMincha. And this also is a shaila when it comes to people who are Rachman Litzlan, are in Avelis, who are in our Oinim. Not in Avel, but a person who is in Oinim, because once Mitzvah Shabbos, then it's not really a problem, because you make Havdalah after. You can make Havdalah after the Aninus is over, but even if it's Monday or Tuesday. Yeah. Even if it's Monday or Tuesday, until Tuesday, you can make Havdalah. Okay, well, that's a different shabbat. Let's see what it says. Kevin Shigi, now here we're dealing with the different issues. Now it's been Hashmashah, so now we're going to make Havdalah. Therefore, you're not allowed to eat. The only thing you can do before Havdalah is you can drink water. Some people don't know this. You're allowed to drink water before you make Havdalah. What about drinking flavored water? So there are different opinions about this. Drinking Coca-Cola is not right. That's for sure not right. Drinking a coffee or tea that's without sugar, I saw somewhere that some people are make or that it's not the end of the world if you drink a tea. Drink from flavored water. Drink hot water, flavored water, it's not the end of the world. But really all it says over here is now your only thing you can drink for Havdalah is mayim. Also, lechol elishtes shum davar chutz min hamayim kodem Havdalah. Ach mi shemarech b'shol l'shudos. However, if you have washed and you have not yet benched, so you're allowed to be marked. You can continue eating all the way until whenever you want. B'shol l'shudos afil v'atech halayla mutur kevon shehizchil beheter. U'mutur elishtes gam mikoy shel birchas hamazon mibnei shugam. You can drink according to the kitzur. This is a very big chiddush of the kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Most of us do not follow this custom that when you bench, you have shalosh shudos, and then you recite Birchas Hamazon alakoyz. Are you if Abdul? But then you recite Birchas Hamazon alakoyz like you always should. Whenever you bench with three people, lechatchila you're supposed to use a koyshal bracha, especially on Shabbos. Koyshal bracha during the week, the minig is not to, even though there really is no reason why not to. But we don't do it for whatever reason. But on Shabbos, when there are three people, you make Kosher Bracha, and certainly if there are 10 people, so when you finish Birchas HaMazon, you're supposed to recite Bar Priyagafen and drink the Yayin Revius, and then we recite Al Gefen. Do you do this Mitzvah Shabbos before you daven Ma'ariv? So he says over here, yes, Bar Priyagafen, you can drink it. Bnei Also, lo lishdais atok mikoyes brachas amozim koyinov don. I think this is very important. He's telling us that no, we never do. He's talking about a person who daven who benches alone. Meikar hadin, if you bench alone, be one person, all alone. No one's in the house during the weekday. On a Monday, Tuesday afternoon, you eat lunch. You have for lunch whatever you have, a sandwich. And now it's brachas amozim and shulchan aruch. It says you're supposed to take a koyshal bracha and bench. And when you finish benching, you drink a koyshal bracha. No one does this today. Not to my knowledge, no one does this. No one benches as a yochid, as an individual, on a koyshal bracha. On Shabbos, some do it. Chiddush. Now, what about during the week when you have three people sitting together? That already is an inyan, but people don't do this either. You don't see people benching three people sitting together. If it's not a suddispense, so you don't see people doing it either. But on Shabbos, if there are three people sitting together, the derech is to bench ala kois and to make a kois shalbrach. So here he's talking about a Shabbos. You have an eitzah, have a solution. You eat your meal, and then you're middle of benching, or you finish your meal, and then before you finish your meal, you decide, you know what, I want to drink another cup of wine. But I want to wait a few minutes. I want to let the food digest for a few minutes before I drink another cup of wine. So I might as well save time. I'll bench on a koi shel bracha. And after I finish benching, I'll drink the cup of wine. So it says to the kids that if you normally do not bench alone on a koi shel bracha, don't do it. If you're from those very unusual people who bench b'yichidus on a koi shel bracha. So then, even though now it's Mitzvah Shabbos, and you have not yet recited Avdallah, since this is your derech, you bench on a koshal bracha, so you are entitled to again now bench on a koshal bracha and drink the koshal bracha before you recite Havdalah, because this is your derech. But if you never bench on a koshal bracha b'yichidus, and now you want to abuse the system, take advantage of this and find a legal loophole, and bench on a koshal bracha in order they can have a koshal, you can drink a cup of wine after you bench before you make Havdalah, you're not allowed to do so. It's not proper. But if you're doing it something that's normal to do, then in a chanami, you should do it. Halacha l'maaseh, the minig is that we don't do it b'yichidus even on Shabbos, the vast majority of us, but we do bench with three people who are minyan and with the koshal bracha. But for what I've seen in all the shuls that I've been at, where they have shalash shudas, they do not drink the yayin by shalash shudas. They do not. Unless they are Sheva Brachas. The only exception is the Koshal, the Sheva Brachas, that elevates it to a different state, a different Madrega. It's a Koshal Bracha for the Chasen Kala, and you recite upon the Kosh seven Brachas, that brings it to a different Madrega, and then you give it to drink to only who? Only the Chasen and Kala. Only they are allowed to drink from the Koshel Bracha before Havdalah. That is the only exception. But you should be aware that there are Pimbin Hagim, that even there you don't drink from the Koshel Bracha before Havdalah. Even in that, there are some Hasidim that don't. I once had a nice machlek, so I always get into fights.
Yeah, but then the Kala is going to grow a beard.
No, it's not Havdalah. That's not Havdalah. Because I always open up my big mouth and get into trouble. See, we used to have Shalash Shudas. We used to have in the Shalash Shudas in the Young Israel Shalash Shudas every Shabbos. So every so often there was a Sheva Brachas, and my father always insisted that we never every single week we bench the Koshal Bracha. There's always a minion, and you don't say Bar Paragraph, and we don't drink from the Koshal Bracha. But whenever there was a Sheva Brachas, which happened every so often, then we drink. So once there was a fancy Sheva Brachas upstairs in the catering hall on the third floor, and that week my father, he wasn't there, he went away for Shabbos, so I don't know what happened. So I was invited to the Sheva Brachas. And I was sitting there, I was sitting close to the Chasen Kala, wherever it was. So I said, you drink from it. You're supposed to drink from it. And the Balabayas, it's a Hasidish fellow, and he didn't like what I said. He was very disturbed. And I told him, well, this is what the meaning here in the shul is. You do. He says, but he was he invited the whole shul. It was, I guess that's what he thought. It was more like, this was the only Shalash Shudas. The whole Shalash Shudas was transplanted to his simcha. And he overruled me. Okay, fine. I'm not the rabbi. I was just a spectator. But I told him, I was reporting to him that this is what the custom of the shul is. And he didn't want to hear from it. He says, this is not what we do. That's not what he's familiar with. And his family, even by a sheva brachas, the custom is not to drink from the kosher bracha. You live and learn. Live and learn. Everyone has another minig, another opinion. Okay, so here, let's go over here.
It's minig to use it for the Havdalah.
Well, everyone uses Havdalah. We always use the Havdalah, but even by a sheva brachas. Okay, let's...
They don't drink it. They want to use it.
They don't want. Okay. Also, atav gamishum kosher brachos b'sam kadam dol. Now, there is one very important halacha. This is brought down. I saw this in the Shemira Shabbos Kilchos. It's a very. There's no clear answer. Let's say you go to Shalosh Shudis and you don't wash, but you make edim as zoynes or shahako. Okay. I'm just here for the speaker. I'm not here to eat. I'm here. There's a guest speaker. You come to Shalosh Shudis. On the table, there's some cake. Or there's bread. Most people are washing, but there's mezoinos. Or you just take a cup of a seltzer, or a glass of water, whatever it is. And now the speaker continues, and now you're ready per shkia, and you want to take another piece of cake, and you already made a mezuzah, but you did not yet make the al hamichya. So if you washed, it goes without saying. You can eat all you want. Eat your heart's desire until Birchas Hamazon, no matter how late it is. But I didn't wash. I made a mizonos, or I made a shahakol. Can I still continue eating until I make the bari nefashos or the al hamichya? So it's clear that the only thing you made was a shahakol, you have to stop. If you made a shahakol on a piece of fish, or your ber pri adama on some salad, Or even the bari pro eats. I'm not bari pro eats. So you don't make an al hagefen. Al eats. You ate an apple. Something that you would make a bari nefashos. Not on one of the shiva saminim. It's clear. I believe the shmira shams l'chas. It clarifies this. The very common question. You have to stop. Once it is sunset has arrived, and so let's say you want to be maker, you can wait a few minutes after sunset. You don't have to stop on the clock. You can wait a couple of minutes, and even 9 minutes, as Moshe says. You can be maker, you can wait already 9 minutes. That's it. You didn't wash? Penalty, knas. You got to stop. You can't eat any more fruit, you can't eat any more vegetables, you can't eat and drink anything more. If you wash, like we say, you go to the very end. If you eat a mizonos, machlekes apoiskim. It's machlekes apoiskim. He's not machriya. He says some say yes, some say not. Do whatever you want. He ate some. He had a piece of cake. He made a mezonos, and you have to make an al hamichya or lechora. I think he means also he ate from the shivas haminim, and you have to make an alo eitz, al priya eitz. And now it's 25 minutes after shkia, and I want another piece of marble cake. I want another piece of 7-layer cake. I'm hungry. Some say that since the Zman has passed and you did not yet make Havdalah, you got to stop. Some say you can't continue. So you do what you need to do. It's a very common shayla.
Yeah, especially if you go to shul for
mincha. Right,
right.
And you don't say shalom, but you stay to hear this guest speaker, and they're serving some good, irresistible food. There's some delicious food, but you're on a diet. And the diet started with shalosh shudos. It's the exclusive diet. For the bread, not, but for the cake, which has 20 times more sugar, that's not part of the diet. That you want to eat, this is the issue. Okay, let's go further. You're not allowed to do malacha. It goes without saying before you make havdalah. Anoshim should shrichim lahalik noshim, which have to light. Nero is kodim havdalah. Yoimu techila baruch ha-mavdil bein kodesh l'chol, bein or l'choyshech, bein yishol amim, bein yamashidu sheshem ha-maseh, baruch ha-mavdil bein kodesh l'chol. Now another shocking thing, we don't do this either. Or we have the short version. Baruch ha-mavdil bein kodesh l'chol. Look, Puk Chazi Ma'amadvar. Twice a year happens where Mitzvah Shabbos can be either Purim or it can be Tisha B'Av, and all of the Rabbanim put out instructions what to do, and they all say you have to recite, they put in quotations, Baruch HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. I've never seen a Rav, instructions from any Rav, any book, where it says that Mitzvah Shabbos, before you do Malacha, you should say the whole Nesach. Baruch HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, Bein Or L'Chosh, Bein Yisholam, Bein Yom, 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 ever seen. So this is something that is unique to the kids of Shulchan Aruch, to cite the entire Nusach without shame u'malchus. V'imchal yom tov yom v'yishon yisayimu ha-mavdil ben kodesh to kodesh ad v'kach. If it's going to be yom tov and you're doing malacha on Sunday which follows yom tov, that's on falls on Sunday which follows Shabbos, this Yeshuas is 3 days.
Sunday, Monday,
3 day Yom Tov, 3 day Shavuos, so you're able to sleep. You have a good Memorial Day weekend. Ooh, it's a good time to go to a hotel. So you'll have a good shluff. You'll make a good hachana for staying up the entire night. Okay, let's see over here. Halacha vav mi shema achad aspala arvis b'motzei Shabbos hay shemamshach sudasay b'layla mutu l'lom afil yishol shadvar aspalel v'hevdil b'tfila shiyaseh loy malacha. You're allowed to ask your fellow Jew to malacha on your behalf. Mutu lichonos v'lechol mimalachli af al pi she'achar kach maskir adayin shal Shabbos b'birchas hamazon. Since your meal began on Shabbos, therefore you're definitely going to say ritzei, so it's still called Shabbos for you. How then can I be nene benefit from the malacha of my fellow Jew? The answer is because it's only Tosefta Shabbos. It's not like Shabbos itself. The laws of Tosefta Shabbos are much more relaxed than the laws of Shabbos. Once 72 minutes have passed, or 50 minutes have passed from the time of sunset, it's no longer really, really Shabbos. It's a virtual Shabbos. It's a different type of Shabbos. It's an extension of Shabbos. You can't do Malacha until it's the Baruch HaMavdil. You still Noyek Shabbos, but it's not really Shabbos, and therefore you are L'chatchil allowed to benefit from the Malacha of your fellow Jew, and you're even allowed to ask him to do malach on your behalf. It's not like when it's not, this is not equivalent, don't confuse this, where you go to a kiddush and you don't open up the soda bottles. You're machmir, you're from the machmir, I don't open up the soda bottles. I don't use the erev in this community. I don't use the erev. So are you allowed to tell some dumya taiva, open up the bottle for me? Are you allowed to tell him, I want, can you carry this to shul for me? No, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. If you don't do it, you don't do it. You can't tell someone to do it. Because it's Shabbos. It's not Tosefta Shabbos. It's the real deal. There are solutions. The solution is, if he anyway opened it up for himself, it's on the table, and he anyway opened it up for himself, l'chatchila, you can do it. If he brought something to shul with the eruv for himself, you can be nene. Because you didn't ask him to do it. He did it for himself, so you have no problem being nene. According to him, it's mutter. He has not done anything wrong. He has a reason why it's mutter. So he has not done anything wrong. So you got the benefit. And b'shas hatzorech, b'shas hatzorech, when there's a need, a special, unusual circumstance, then there are heterim even to ask him to do it for you. But here, when it comes, but ordinarily it's usur because it's Shabbos. It's not Tosefta Shabbos. But when it's Tosefta Shabbos, that's already different. Madrega l'chatchil, you can ask your friend to do something for you. Halacha, you want this question? Halacha vav mi shemach halacha zayin kishemoyzik es akos lavdol yimali al kol gidoysav ad sheyishbech tzas menu. Okay, here's where it comes from. Your cup runneth over. You should add a little bit more that it should overflow for avdol. A little bit more should fall out. Vezel simin baracha. Do you say this when it comes to kiddush Friday night? Not necessarily. This idea that the cup should runneth over is miyuchid for mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos. During Friday night, I'm not so sure that you have this. It's because the kosher bracha of Shabbos overflows into the week. See the difference when it comes to Friday night and Shabbos day. This is Shabbos. We're here now. We don't have to overflow. We're in it. You're in it. When you come to Mitzvah Shabbos, what are you doing Mitzvah Shabbos? You're going. You want to take with you the kiddush of Shabbos into the week. So the platter on the bottom of the tray underneath the kois, it represents the chol, and the kois represents the kiddush of Shabbos. You overflow the kois a little bit more, that the one that's in the kosher overflow and spill onto the tray, so, because this kois which captures the kiddush of Shabbos should be mamshich, should extend into the weekday, into the week. So that's only true for Mitzvah Shabbos. But Friday night, you don't have to waste the wine, Bal Tashchis. You don't have to waste the wine. Fill it up very carefully to the very, very top. Shabbos day, fill it to the very top. You go to a chasna, things like this. It's not muchruch, you have to. And certainly underneath the chuppah, don't recommend that you overdo it. Don't recommend when you give it to the Masada Kiddushin, you overdo it and it spill all over the Chasen Kala, even though it's white wine. Even though it's white wine, she's wearing a white dress, she's not going to, they're not going to be very happy with the photographer, still not going to be very happy. But this is the din that you find in Yuchat from, but Soy Shabbos, the Kiddush of Shabbos, who mamshech into the week. That's how you can tell an unexperienced caterer if he serves red wine underneath the chuppah. Then you know he has no experience. that's the real deal. You go to a good wedding.
Sideline is clean.
What? You see the real experience. The real experienced caterers. They run the chuppah. They don't leave anything for chance.
Absolutely.
They don't leave it. You know, it's not their part. It's not their business. They really have an obligation. They set up the food. You want to? That's the Masad, the Kedushin's problem. Really, it's the family's problem. What does it do with us?
Sometimes they flounder.
It's just not good for business. And they know that you leave it. You don't leave anything to chance. Don't leave it to the family of Masad, the Kedushin. They, the good ones, they call the shots. They got the candles. They take away the candles from the parents. They have the cups of wine, they have the brachas, they even call up the heft, they involve them calling up the people. Michael Schick. So year, I don't know, he's probably involved in the nitty gritty, but years ago, when I was little, so he was already running his father's business. So I would go to weddings. He ran the chuppah.
Right.
He ran the chuppah when he went to a wedding. I go to another wedding, where's the wine? Where are the candles? Well, when the parents come down, what do we do with this now? The candle. What do we do with this? But it's not the caterer's job. Exactly. So a good caterer, became their job. There's a lot of things. Okay. They can easily say it's not in the contract. What do you want from us? Not our problem. Okay, but they can.
Relations.
Let's go. So you take the kaisa. Now these are halachas that men, you have to do this slowly. Okay, this kedai do this, and people do not know these halachas. This halacha I heard from Rabbi Leibowitz, right? Is that his name?
Ari
Leibowitz. He said about this halacha. This is the most unknown halacha that we're about to read right now. The way they make havdalah, people don't do it right. He's very, very rarely seen people do havdalah the right way. When you start off doing havdalah, both hands are occupied.
Yes.
In the right hand is the kais, in the left hand is the besamim. Unless the machlekes.
Oh, really?
Some do it, some don't. Everything with the left is a machlekes.
Right.
You can't, there's no chlorokite.
Even,
but you, in the right hand, let's assume a righties, okay, if your left is the navy, you can switch. The right hand is the kais, and the left hand is the besam. And what do you do? Here we go. So, and this after the kaishal bracha was filled up, was the imali al gidai sub, and it spilled out. Ktsas. The zeltsim bracha, not as a kais be yamin, the besam be small. So you say Hinekel Yeshua, you go through the whole few psukim, and then you say Baruch Savri, Baruch Atah Hashem Kei Melech Olam, Borei Pri Hagofen. Now what do you do? Then the Achar Kach Noitel, you switch Noitel Es HaKois B'Smol V'Abesamim B'Yamin, you switch hands. Now I have to tell you, this is what the Kitta says. Not everyone does this. Some people, they put down the Kois. I think the Mishnah Berurah says you put down the Kois. You put the Kois down and you take the B'Samim in your right hand. The Kitta disagrees. The Kitta says to switch. You have to use the third hand to switch. Both of your hands are occupied. You have to pull out the spare. You have to pull out the spare hand. Some would find the third hand to help you switch. Switcheroo.
When I was in Shiva, I used to make avdol.
Yeah.
So I would hold the kais.
Yeah.
By
hine. Yeah.
I would take the put the kais down, pick it up with the left hand, and hold the psalmim in the right.
In the right hand. So you put it down. And I've simcho.
I would pick it up.
What did you do? You put the kais. What did you do?
I held the kais and the right hand.
Bar priagofen. And then what did you do?
Then I put the kais
down.
picked it up with the left hand, then picked up the besamim
with the right hand. With the right hand, yeah. With the right. So you did it. You did switch.
And then I
you did switch.
Pick up the besamim.
Oh.
Pick up the nair.
Right. Then you put them both down. Let's see what he says. In Echdam. Let's see. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says switch. Okay. But the main thing is the first thing that most people don't do. The first mistake that's very common is they are not holding in their right, in their left hand, the besamim when they say the borei priagofen. Okay. You very rarely see people holding in their left hand the besamim. You're supposed to, at least everyone agrees, you're supposed to hold in one hand the kais, the right hand, and the left hand the besamim. That's how you start off. That should be done. And now the kids, you switch. Let's see. Then you make the bracha al haner. Now, when you make the bracha al haner, you put everything, it doesn't say over, but you put them both down. You put them both down. Everything goes down. No? That's what.
Well, what I did was, yeah, I held the nair in the right hand of the...
You held the nair. Okay, so if you're holding the nair, let's say someone else is holding the nair.
No, I took the...
You took it for yourself. Or you take it from the person. Okay,
yeah,
I don't see that.
I
never saw it. Okay. But the purpose is now, when you're making on the nair, you're giving the nair your full attention. You're just looking at the fingernails. So when you make the borei minei besamim, you can put it down. Everything goes down. And now you get your fingernails out. You take them out. Take them out of your pockets.
Hide your thumb.
And now you get ready to go to make the borei, you make the bracha on the nair. You make the nair and you look at your fingernails, we'll see a little bit later on, he talks about it later on, you look at your fingernails.
According to the Shulchan Aruch Harav.
That you shouldn't do?
You don't have to.
What?
But you're supposed to... But you're supposed to be...
You're supposed to be
close enough to the nair that you can derive benefit. You have to be able to derive benefit from the nair. Let's look further. What?
I guess almost all of us have been doing it wrong all our lives.
Hanach lahem, you can't say doing it wrong. Chas v'shalom. Hanach lahem li Yisrael im einim neviim b'nei neviim. There are different customs, there are different traditions. So, okay, fine. If you know otherwise, then kol hakavod. If this is the way you, this is the tradition, then this is the other traditions. This is enachnami. Okay, so enachnami. So continue. I'm not okay. Enachnami. The minhagim are very sensitive. If you're assuming that there was a reason why it was done differently, kol hakavod, adarabah. The Mishnah Berurah always said that his sefer, the Mishnah Berurah, was for Yisraelim. Chavetz Chaim said that my sefer Mishnah Berurah is for Yisraelim. People that have no Mesorah, right. You have no tradition, then this is what you should do. This is what you should do. You follow because this is what makes what says Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the major poskim, that makes sense. If your father taught you otherwise, then my sefer is not for you. And in fact, the Chavetz Chaim didn't even follow what he wrote in the sefer. Mm-hmm. There were many things that he wrote in the sefer, and this eyewitness testimony that he didn't do. The Mishnah Berurah, he wrote that you're supposed to make two brachas. He writes on tefillin, you make two brachas. Al-Haniach tefillin, al-Mitzvah tefillin. He himself, for a good part of his life, only made one bracha. Because that's what he was taught to do when he was a child.
That's what Rav David answered a few times about certain things that he did. We learned when we were doing Leishki at Tefillin that he puts it away. In other words, his father did it away, but he learned to do it a different way, I guess, later in life.
That's how it was.
Tefillin the same way.
Yeah.
He said, of course, that's the way his father
taught. The classic thing is, all the Bar Mitzvah boys, the first day of Rav Moshe, he had a very big chiddush that you don't have to do the seven krichos.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not part of the mitzvah. You make a bracha, time, the clock is ticking. It's a hefsek. The bracha, lechoniach tefillin, is chal also on the shel rosh. So you should not delay. Put on the shel shel yad, just once, and then the only thing the Gemara says is the fingers, do the three krichos. So Rav Moshe only put on, and he did it once, or did it three times, and then he did the krichos, three krichos. And then he put on a shel rosh. So that's what it says, this is Rav Moshe's minhag. So they all write in the footnotes of Shimon Haidi, has the whole, it says, but you shouldn't do this. Don't try this at home, because this is Rav Moshe, the Hamayinam, you do the seven krichos, and you don't do the three fingers.
No, you do the hips.
You don't do? What do you don't do? You don't, you just put around. You don't do three. Right. So every, okay, fine. We don't do this because, but Rav David Feinstein, Rav David Feinstein is the son of Rav Moshe L'Chayre. He should do what his father, what his father did. So someone once saw Rav David Feinstein, depending on what he says, but every bar mitzvah boy, when they learn about there's Rav Moshe, all the lundis, and you don't do what your father says. I don't know. All I know is that when I was a bar mitzvah boy, my father of Moshe taught me how to put on tefillin, and he taught me to wrap it around the finger, around the arm 7 times. I do what my father taught me. So Rav Moshe, it's from the story. I'm saying the story correctly.
Putting away the tefillin, the same thing. That's what he basically was commenting on.
This okay. There's the always chidushim. Not time. It's distraction. Distractions. When you become distracted, that's a hefsek. As long as you're in the process, if you're involved, even if you're doing it for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, it's not a hefsek.
Once and you're putting it in shulyat, and suddenly someone's talking, and you're distracted.
So just don't be distracted. Just don't stop. Answering your cell phone is a hefsek. Answering your cell phone is a hefsek. Texting is a hefsek. That's certainly called a hefsek. Let's go further. Let's finish, okay? Now, here's the point. Now, when you finish spending the bracha al haner, then you once again, take the kois shel bracha, and you're hearing v'yakach, and shuv neidles ha-kois mi-b'yaminay, mi-barach, and you make the bracha birchas ha-mavdil. Well, v'yakach gemar, here is very important, people don't do this, this unfortunately is not done correctly, yoyshev, now some people b'chlal, they make Abdullah sitting down. Most of us don't do it. Most of us make Abdullah standing. So even though you make Abdullah standing for drinking, alright, spotting there are some
litvish also.
They do it sitting, right? But some do it sitting, sorry. But if you, even those who do it standing, when you finish making Abdullah, when it comes to drink, you're not supposed to drink the Koshal Bracha standing. You're supposed to sit down and drink from the Koshal Bracha. You drink the entire Kois. That's what it says. Kul bi'atzmai. The hama'at ha-nishar b'kois. Shoivchai, you pour out u'mechab es ha-ner. And you wash u'mechab es ha-ner. You extinguish the ner in the fire. V'roicheitz b'einov l'chiv ha-mitzvah. And you take some of the wine and you put in your eyes as an expression of chavivos. No, it doesn't say anything about the pocket. It doesn't say anything about the pocket. What? It says the eyes. Why the eyes? Because the Chazal said that if a person, first, all it says over here is Mitzvah Hashem Baram Ira, because of the Mimbari Mar'esh. Okay, the most real, the best comforting in your eyes is because the Gemara said the person should not run during the weekday. Psiagasa. It's Noitel Echad Mechamesh Meos Mimor Panav. It takes away 1/500th of your eyesight. And the refuah is during the time of Kiddush, during Kiddusha. The Beis Shimshei. When you make Kiddush Beis Shimshei, when the sun sets and the sun rises, that restores the person's eyesight. What is Kiddush? So some say it means both Kiddush and Havdalah. So in fact, we do it mamash more for Havdalah, because we don't put the wine in our eyes for Kiddush, but we put the wine in our eyes for Havdalah to show that we have Emunah, that by making Havdalah in the Munah and Chazal, that they will restore any deficiency in our eyes that has been lost due to our fast-paced life during the week. So we put it in the eyes, but for Havdalah. Women do not drink from the Kodesh of Havdalah. It's a custom. What's the custom? It has something to do with the Sitra Achra. I don't know where that comes from. Parnasa. Revach. Revach. And you want to take the Kedusha of Shabbos into the weekday, into your pockets, that it should bring Barucha in your pockets. In Parnasa. Okay, it's late. We'll stop. We'll do some more of this tomorrow. Take a 2-minute break because I want to finish up. I have a few things I want to tell you. Oh, by the way, Rav Simcha Soloveitchik, he told me that he does not think he can make it this week. Change in plan. So we're going to postpone him for another time. Okay, a rain check. Rain check.
This is what we said before about
You know Rav Sim Soloveitchik? You don't know?
Children, grandchildren, having